countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, for many, the Irish summer is all about getting outdoors and playing sport. Not every GAA player will play for their county. Most take part for exercise, the camaraderie and the fun. The Rock GAA Club, just outside Mount Mellick in County Laois, has a team called Rock for All. Great name, isn't it? It is one of the few teams in the country which is tailored for children with additional needs so that they can enjoy the fun of playing the game. The Rock is our very own Brian Moss's home club, and one fine Thursday evening he dusted off his football boots, which was a sight to behold, and joined the Rock for All team for a training session where the pitch was like a giant, colourful obstacle course.
We do lots of cool things. We like have obstacle courses. We have tunnel thingies, which makes us have different voices inside.
Cool. That's Luke, one of the players with the Rock for All team, and his enthusiasm for training, not something I always had as a player, is infectious.
What's your favourite activity to do down here?
Well, I like all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about all the stuff now. So you've a tunnel. What else do you have?
Those weird giant tall things of colours that we want to wear, like for that one, and there's a tent where we put a ball in and like shoot a hoop.
I next spoke with Alex. He certainly is the live wire of the group, and he told me he most enjoys the warm up and scoring points and fancies himself as a future top forward.
I like doing my football skills.
Tell me more about the football.
Well, kick the football.
Yeah.
And I...
Do you hop it?
I don't hop over it.
Good man, you know the rules. And tell me about the drills you do here. I've seen colours and tunnels. What goes on there?
Oh, warm-ups.
Now, show me, what kind of exercise do you do? Do you touch your toes?
I touch my toes.
Go on, show me. Good man, what else do you do?
I only do jumping jacks.
Oh, the jump. I hate doing the jump. Running.
Jogging.
Yes.
Jumping on two legs, and of course... stay in the rain.
And you kick the ball over the goalposts.
I do.
Do you like scoring?
I do.
And where do you prefer playing, front or back, so do you mind?
Front.
I think you're going to be a brilliant forward.
Am I exercising?
You're doing exercise again. You're some man. I tell you one thing, you're brilliant.
Strength.
But you're very strong. I can see by you, you're already very strong.
I'm so strong.
The team was set up by Laura White a couple of years ago. Laura is a parent of a child with additional needs, and she gave me the rundown of what a typical training session entails.
So my biggest thing is we always start the same and we always finish the same. And then in the middle then we just have lots of fun.
I can see from training tonight, like, there is a pall of energy out here. Like, there's just a lot of energy going on.
Yeah.
So it's a lot for trainers and stuff to keep an eye on as well, isn't it? There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's why it's very important that the parents get involved in this group. So we put it out from day one that parents stay and that parents get involved and join in. And, you know, whatever happens in the pitch, everybody knows their own child, everybody knows then how to control their own situations, and that everybody's mindful and respectful of that. Basically, we always start with a warm-up, we get everybody together, and we always finish. You've probably seen the colours came.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was jealous.
So it's the parachute we have, so we'll always finish with that. The kids love the colours, they'll get in, they'll kind of know this is coming to an end because this is how we'll always finish. We build a tent around ourselves, we all get in, and everyone has a bowl of bus, and everyone has, like, you know, tell everybody you did great, well done, we'll see you next week.
Laois GAA have rolled in behind the initiative and hope to see more additional needs teams spring up across the county, as Mike Henchy, Games Development Officer of Laois GAA, told me.
It really is developing into something really sustainable and something really strong. Speaking from a Laois perspective, I actually have been in conversation with another club more recently, and again, I'd be absolutely delighted, I suppose, if we could get into a situation where, let's go from one club having an inclusion camp or an inclusion society to two, and maybe let's expand that even further. So I think the opportunity is there. I think that the support is there as well, I suppose, from different organisations, from Autism Ireland, to different groups like that, I suppose, that can offer us the guidance and the support that we need to help us to organise these sort of structures. But certainly from Laois's point of view, from Laois's coaching and games point of view, we'll be there to offer any support that we can to make sure that that does happen and it does develop.
As Mike mentioned, the support from parents and trainers and organisations who work with children with additional needs is essential to building the team. Breeda Murray fits into all three categories. Breeda is a parent of Grace, one of the team's players, one of the trainers with the team, and is a member of Leech Offaly Families for Autism.
Grace didn't find it easy to get on with other children, but thanks to the Rock for All group, this is changing.
Grace's thing would be kind of social interaction. Great with adults, yeah. You know, that kind of bit, but with younger kids.
Yes.
You know, she didn't know how to act around them or whatever, and since she's come here, yeah, she, first of all, when she starts, she'd kind of, you know, just kind of touch them off them, and now you'll see she'll run up, she might give them a hug, and, you know, it's just fantastic to see, and even when we're out for a walk or whatever, she sees a younger child now, she'll go over and approach right. them. Just because of the football, she's used to being around him more. Even though she's in school, she only has six in her class, you know, that kind yeah. of way. So you don't have this many. The football would be the first time, I suppose, there's so many kids around her, you know, that kind of way. Now she would like to run, and she wasn't great with the drills. So what I used to do, being a mum that has played a lot of sport, I'd be kind of like, so I'd have her by the hand and we'd do a couple of drills, and then we'd go off, she'd run for a couple of minutes, we'd come back, do a few more drills, and then we'd go off and she could run again, you know, that kind of way. Whereas now, this year, I suppose, since the COVID, it's been nearly 2 years really. So much better, you know, that kind of way, and you'll see she, you know, doing the drills and stuff, and I just love it. I think it's great.
For Laura, who started the club over 2 years ago and has seen it grow and grow, she would love to see an additional needs team in every club, not just in the county, but in the country as well.
I'd like to be able to see that they can get out and do it. Like, they, you know, if they get support, Leash GAA, the support, we've had huge support from Leash Sports Partnership and Leash GAA for this, like, you know, so yeah, like the sport networks are there, you just have to have the commitment.
Now, doesn't that just sound like a brilliant initiative? And hopefully we'll see more and more additional needs and all-inclusive teams across the country in the coming years. Just wonderful to see. And you can find out more about the Rock for All group on the Rocks GAA Club's Facebook page.